Welcome to this month's special guest interview.
This month, I'm very pleased to have Nancy Welker as my special expert guest. Nancy Welker is a fitness, nutrition, and skincare professional who believes that beauty and good health go hand in hand. Nancy studied business administration at William Patterson University and earned a diploma in fitness and nutrition from Penn Foster College. In addition to certificates in personal training, sports nutrition, aerobics, yoga, Pilates, and master training, Nancy has also studied holistic nutrition at Clayton College of Natural Health and cosmetology and aesthetics at the Stratford Career Institute. Since 1995, Nancy has studied and researched various approaches to both teaching an autistic child and helping ease the symptoms. In April 2008, Nancy founded Nutra Beautiful Incorporated. Her work includes publishing articles, ebooks, and a health magazine on topics related to health, fitness, and beauty. Nancy is also the current yoga editor for Bella Online, a website dedicated to women and such topics as beauty, self-improvement, and stress management. Good morning, Nancy, and welcome to this month's edition of Sports Nutrition Update.
Good morning. I'm happy to be here.
Nancy, how did you initially develop such a strong interest in natural health, fitness, and beauty?
Well, I would have to say that goes back to my parents when I was growing up. One of the things that I definitely learned, without using the same terminology we use today, such as whole foods and natural foods, was from my mother, who was raised on a farm where they grew their own vegetables and had fruit trees and such. And she really shied away from prepared foods, even though we had access to them. She really didn't believe in them. So that was something that I definitely think had an effect on me. In addition to that, both my parents were firm believers in walking. Don't just take the car to a short trip if it's 10 blocks away, say, as an example. Walk the distance. Get some exercise. And certainly my mother, my grandmother, my aunts, they were very weight-conscious individuals, and they did believe in taking care of yourself and not taking your health for granted.
Did you grow up looking around you and wondering, you know, what life's all about and saying to yourself, like, there's something wrong with this picture? Did you ever feel that way when you were younger?
Sometimes I did, yes. There were some things that I guess, yeah, I think you're right. I think that life became a little bit more regimented, I think, as opposed to, there's a big difference between the way that I knew life growing up and the way my mother and father did, and a huge difference between my growing up years and my grandparents' years. Enormous difference. They weren't faced, I think, with the stress of things around, you know, things. And there were a lot of issues that being basically in an urban or a semi-urban environment, it was quite different.
So tell us about where you live right now and maybe what you do in terms of your business, and maybe you can talk about your business and some of the services you provide.
Sure. Well, I live in South Florida in Jensen Beach. It's on the east coast of Florida. Its history here was at one time a pineapple town, pineapple producing area, and there was a lot of fishing. This goes back to probably the 1900s to the 1920s, and it's really retained a lot of the historical flavor here. It's definitely a lot more developed than it was a long time ago, but it's a nice mix, I think, of modern and also the traditional buildings and architecture of the area, and it's a lovely area. There's a lot of natural areas here. Behind us is Savannah State Park, which is a very nice natural preserve. We have the savannah right behind us. And it's a natural thing a lot in this area, especially to be more interested in going outdoors and being active. And we like to cycle, we like to boat, we love to swim and take long walks on the beach. It's just a great environment for that, certainly.
So tell us about your business now and some of the services that you provide.
Okay. My business is essentially publishing information, publishing books, publishing a website. I have a magazine that will be coming out pretty soon. It combines the fields of fitness and beauty together, which is where I think that beauty belongs with fitness. I think when someone takes care of themselves and they are maintaining a good healthy weight and they are eating right and they're monitoring not just how much they eat but what they eat, that leads to so many great things. A wonderful complexion, you have nice healthy hair and eyes and teeth and just all the things that you may think you need to buy products for to get. You may not have to do quite as much of that if you're eating right and you're getting a good amount of exercise in your life. So that's something I stress very well. Be well, look well, you know. One of the things that I am looking forward to is the publication of a magazine. It's called Fit Beautiful, and that will be coming out in November. And I write articles on a lot of different topics that it's a wide, wide range. I do cover different specific aspects about nutrition. As an example here, I wrote an article on how to stop food cravings and what they can indicate. I've written about yoga quite a bit. I've written about different types of skincare that have to do with, you might want to say, crossing over to nutrition, such as kelp that is widely used in skincare and is also very good as a food and also as a supplement. So these are a lot of examples of things that I am educating women about and trying to get them to get a better understanding of what they're eating and how much exercise they're getting in their life. And if they're putting product on their skin, take a closer look at what's in it, because your skin's absorbing it. And some things may not be very good for your skin or just may not really benefit you in any way.
Nancy, you have a natural beauty. You know, I've seen your photos and you have this radiance that comes from the inside. Now, I know you're around my age. You were born in, I think, 1957?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, so you're both born in a great year. Someone once asked me, what's the greatest thing that happened in 1957? And, of course, I said I was born.
Sure.
Well, looking at you and knowing your age, and then someone's going to say to you, Nancy, well, it's just genetics. You obviously must have a youthful-looking mother or father. And what is your response to someone that says it's just genetics?
This is wonderful. I'm very happy you asked that, because it's not all in the genes by any means. It is in your daily living habits. Your lifestyle can do two things. Can either totally foul up the whole gene process by taking what good genes you did inherit and just doing nothing with them by perhaps eating all the wrong foods and not exercising and not taking care of your body. All the good genes that there are will not make up for bad daily living habits. It's just not going to happen. And you can go the other way too. Perhaps you are genetically predisposed to certain things, such as maybe weight problems or any other type of problem that may affect your health. You can make up for that, and you can do a lot to work with that and to possibly even overcome it through proper nutrition and great fun exercise that you enjoy. So it's definitely not all in the genes.
Yeah, no doubt, and that's wonderful. Now, what is your Health 365 program all about? I read about that on your website.
Okay, Health 365 is the name of the new website that will be launched, and this is going to be in a partnership or perhaps like a sister to the Fit Beautiful magazine. They're going to be part of each other. And what Health 365 is going to be doing is going to be addressing all types of health issues that would relate to daily living habits, how you can modify your diet, how you may be able to put better exercise into your life, skin care that's good for you and shows. And I also put some emphasis on positive image, positive body image, and learning about where you should be on the scale, what you should weigh, and not necessarily what someone else should weigh, and really being proud of yourself, you know.
Yeah, I guess weight seems to be a big issue, you know, being kind of raised up in the fitness industry and having owned a gym.
Yeah.
I know that most women that come in are thinking about losing weight. They don't often understand the connection between their weight and nutrition, but there's obviously a very strong emotional component today. with the cravings. And you talked about an article that you just wrote and did some research on. So how do we find stability? How do we overcome our cravings and learn how to master ourselves when it comes to this emotional relationship between ourselves and food?
Okay. Well, one of the things that you need to identify with food cravings is why they're happening, and there just isn't any substitute for a medical checkup and for finding out if there is a problem. If there isn't a medical problem that is serious enough to cause food cravings, then you've got some other things that are usually emotional in nature, and that's completely different. There are also some red flags that go up when you crave certain kinds of food. As an example, if you crave chocolate, which is a very common thing, I hear about this a lot, it is usually an indication that your body needs magnesium and chromium. Those are two things that you're probably not getting enough of in your diet. And you can make up for that. Add some nice lean proteins into your diet. Make sure you're getting enough of that. Fresh fruit, very important. Nuts and seeds, dried fruits are excellent for magnesium. And by identifying what it is that you're craving, especially if it's something that is happening quite often, you can identify it and you can perhaps put these other nutrients in your body, and it really does make a huge difference. You can conquer them.
Yeah, that's great. That's good news. Now, we talked before, and I know that you have a son with autism, and you have a remarkable experience, and you're the kind of person that takes charge and does the homework and the due diligence. But tell us what you've discovered about autism and what it's been like raising a son with autism in America.
One of the first things that I came to have to face, really, was that information can be scanty, and what's out there tends to be repetitive, and that is unfortunately true today, too. There are many issues that are out there that are going around and around, such as the whole leaky gut syndrome. The concept is based on different things. Vaccine damage can cause this from vaccines, and your child is losing nutrients as a result of this leaky gut syndrome. And one of the big nutrients that they're losing is vitamin B6. And adding B6 with a buffer of magnesium back to your child's diet, I think has been the single most effective thing that I have found from a nutraceutical or nutritional standpoint that has been incredibly helpful. My son still does that to this day. He started that when he was about 7 years old, and he's now 18. Some of the other things I would have to say as far as the learning environments is very tricky with autistic children to find the proper learning environment that is really geared for autism. Public school systems have their hands full with that, and it's very, very difficult. I made the choice when my son was 5 to teach him myself at home. There are a lot of things that are available on the market. There are websites that are dedicated to teaching that you can go to. There's a lot of software that's available. There's a lot of books that will give you help, for good resources out there for teaching as well.
Do you think that there is a connection between the increased incidence in autism and pharmaceutical drugs and, say, vaccination?
Oh, no doubt. In my mind, there's no doubt. I believe that wholeheartedly. Autism can happen anywhere in the world, and the truth is that it does happen a bit more in what you might call developed countries, and I think that the vaccinations, I think the required vaccinations, too, that children have to have from birth before they are admitted into public school. It's quite a long list, and, you know, it has gone around with, there's something called the triple shot, you know, which is just what it sounds like. It is 3 vaccines being administered at once. And what this does is this sets your child up for a damage to his immune system, which in turn can cause the leaky gut issue, and which in turn damages the brain, and in particular in the sensory region. And your child can have difficulty from mild to severe with speech, with vision, with hearing, with sensory issues, tactile issues. Behavioral issues can be anything also from mild to extreme. And I do believe that there is a big connection between the vaccines and autism. Yes, I'm definitely a believer in that.
What about your son as he experiences life himself? Do you find that people such as his friends and other families and in the environment where you live? Do they understand what autism is? Do they have a sense of intimidation of what it is?
Sometimes, yes, they do. Nowadays, there's a much better understanding of it. As opposed to 5 or 10 years ago, I think it was very, very confusing because the numbers were skyrocketing. And I think that people in public places were suddenly seeing children who could display some very unusual behaviors. It's not just the child or adult also who can become very anxious and can scream and can have what is called a meltdown. But there's other things too. There's what's called stimming, which is doing something that is a stimulatory for them, such as waving their hands in front of their eyes repetitively or wiggling their fingers in front of their eyes or making noises, as an example. These are very comforting to them. They're repetitive noises. And yes, I think a lot of people don't understand what is this. You know, I had a lady in public ask me if my son had Tourette's syndrome, which he does not. And I explained to her that it's autism, and she said she'd heard of it, but she didn't understand it at all. And I said, well, we'll try going to the autismresearchinstitute.com. They have books, you know, out, you know, in libraries and bookstores. I said, try that. Anything by Dr. Bernard Rimland or anyone who's with the Autism Research Institute or is perhaps on their recommended reading list, by all means, you know, there's information. And so I have kind of directed people. But, yes, a lot of people, I don't think they quite understand that this is something that the person can't control.
Now, you know, because of your connection to beauty, I'd like to talk a little bit about cosmetics, and I'm sure you must have a lot of knowledge about cosmetics, you know, and from a woman's point of view as well. But maybe you could talk about the skin and what it is and what it does and then sort of go into its connection to cosmetic use.
Sure. Well, the skin is the largest organ of the body, and I think that sometimes people don't stop and consider it as being an organ because it's on the outside. But what this is a protective covering for your body, and it is a sensory organ, of course, and it is also a way of releasing toxins within your body through sweat and through toxins coming to the surface. And this is very, very important when it comes to skin care, because the products you put on your skin can work with that very well. And I mentioned kelp earlier, and kelp is a great product to have in any type of lotion or in bath products, in scrubs, because what kelp can do is it can have a drawing effect on your skin, and it can help release subcutaneous fluids, which carry toxins out with them. If this is a wonderful product to use, if you dry brush your skin, as an example, before you shower, and you use a shower product that has kelp in it, and then apply a lotion that has kelp, this is a wonderful thing to do for your skin. And so, definitely, I'm in favor of products that are from the sea. Pretty much kelp is one, squalan is another, and really any of your aquatic life-based products are wonderful.
Do you advocate a certain brand of cosmetics, or do you work with women, and do they ask you questions like, is this a good one, or which one do you recommend? There's so many different products out there. How do you know which one to choose?
Well, for me, I do a lot of research, and for myself, I will, as an example with the kelp, I will do searches for companies that produce products that have kelp in them, and then I take it from there. But one of the companies that I think is very unusual that I have been using myself for the past 2 years to 3 years is called Skin Actives, and they have an unusual website. Their website will actually enable you to formulate your own cosmetics if that's what you choose to do. They have pre-made as well. But if, as an example, you wanted a skin cream that had a lot of vitamin C in it, you have breakouts and you have some issues maybe with your skin that you want a lot of vitamin C on your skin, you can get a basic carrier cream and add the vitamin C serum to that cream yourself. And so there you've got your basic cream with vitamin C in it. That's unusual. And normally, in order to do that, you have to be in a position whereby you are making product to sell product. It's unusual that from the retail side, you can go in and you can buy a jar of cream and just add your vitamin C serum as an example to it. So Skin Actives is one that I would recommend.
What's your general take on the makeup that most women use?
Oh, I think that the cosmetics industry makes a lot of claims. The products just don't live up to a lot of the claims. And it seems that there are additives going in that maybe shouldn't be there. There's a lot of preservatives still in cosmetics. There are some that will advertise and say, we do not use any unnecessary ingredients. We only use pure ingredients, organic ingredients. That is fine, but make sure that the company really does. Do a little research on that. You know, most companies, even your smaller private companies, have a website. And go in and read and see what they're doing and see if the products really are what they say that they are. That would be something that I say to women all the time. The big commercial companies, they're going to want to sell you on, usually there's some type of advertising word that they're going to use. As an example, there for a while, copper seemed to be showing up in everything. There was one product in particular that used to advertise copper, that your skin needs copper. Well, maybe it does, but how much of it is really going to be in this product? Judging from the ad, I can't tell you, you know, how much is in that product, and therefore, how much good that's really going to do my skin. And there are other things, too. There are, of course, the ones that are extreme that will say that you can look 30 years younger in 2 weeks. That's not going to happen, you know. And they may advertise it, but it's just not going, it's not going to take place at all.
Yeah, no doubt. No. Buyer beware.
No.
So
yeah, there's definitely, yeah.
Yeah, right. Now, I know that you have an interest in yoga also. You're a teacher,
I
and
do.
I think you're
mm-hmm.
certified in yoga, and you're also an
mm-hmm.
editor for Bella
yes,
Online.
Uh-huh.
So what are some of the great things about yoga?
Yoga is fantastic because it is a true blend of the mental and physical exercises. And when you talk about being fit, I think that most people understand that you're talking about good muscle tone, you're talking about increased circulation, you're talking about good flexibility, but there's also the mental aspect of it too, you know, and with yoga, just simply winding down and focusing on something, whether it is a pleasant picture in your mind of a pleasant place that you may have in your mind, a pleasant place to go or a place you imagine, or perhaps you have something else in mind, like a decision that you need to make that you maybe want to focus on. And in your mind, just mentally weigh the pros and cons, but very gently, very nicely, and be very positive about everything you think. That is one of the greatest aspects of yoga, I think, is using your mind for health as well as using your body.
Well, that's some great information. Right now, I just feel like getting down on the floor and stretching out.
There you go. just pull your hands together in namaste and just, you know, take a few wonderful cleansing breaths and imagine the most beautiful scene you've ever seen in your life. And it's such a simple thing to do, and it is wonderful for just bringing everything down, the stress levels down, and just take that moment, you know, take a minute, take 60 seconds, you know, and it's very refreshing and you feel good, you know.
I think it was Paracelsus who said, the reason we are ill is because we are never still.
Very true.
So I can relate to the stillness and the beauty from the inside and the vision and the creation of mm-hmm. that and the meditation and the breathing. Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. Now, Nancy, mm-hmm. tell us about your website and tell us your website address.
Okay. The website address is www.NutraBeautiful.com, N-U-T-R-A, beautiful. And my site, essentially, it's a directory of everything that I have going, all of my work. It gives you an overview of all my projects that are coming up, whether it's the Health 365 site, Fit Beautiful magazine. I have some books and e-books that are going to be coming out. The first one should be available in January of 2011. And that is Health 365, Treat Yourself Well Every Day. So by going to that website, you will be able to keep up with everything that I have going and my future plans as well.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, Nancy, I've really enjoyed the interview. And everybody out there, you can get to Nancy via SNU, CoreyHawley.com. You can just get to the website and go to her website and check it out, and I look forward to Fit Beautiful and some of your e-books. And, of course, we all need to be educated and we need to be updated on what's going on. I'd like to end our conversation with a final question. Nancy, what is the secret to maintaining youthfulness of body and mind?
I would have to say that if there is a secret, it would have to be discipline. And that may sound like, oh my goodness, you know, what has that got to do with looking good? It has everything to do with looking good. Make smart choices every day. That also sounds simple, but it would be discipline, and it's good discipline, you know. Yoga is about discipline in many ways. And I have to say that you need to come to terms with what's really, really important in your life, and your health is really got to be at the top of that list. And by disciplining yourself every day to, all right, I'm going to make smart choices here. I'm going to choose the right foods. I'm going to go to the gym, even if it isn't really convenient, but I'm going to go anyway. Those kind of choices, that's the kind of discipline that I'm talking about. And I think if there's a secret, that's it.
Nancy Welker is a fitness, nutrition, and skincare professional. She's a champion of education, a coach, and a teacher, and a mentor, and an expert in beauty and using cosmetics. Nancy, we thank you very much for the work that you are doing.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure to be here.
We hope you've enjoyed the topics discussed and our special guest interview on this edition of Sports Nutrition Update. SNU is produced monthly and is distributed internationally by the Corey Hawley Institute. To learn how you can subscribe to this unique and motivational audio program, please visit CoreyHawley.com or call us toll-free in the U.S. and Canada at 1-866-433-1595. That's 1-866-433-1595. This is Scott Barrett, wishing you the very best of health and fitness for life.
Represent his lifestyle. New way of life. Listen. It's SNU. Sing along, it's true. Yo, coming through straight. Malik with Sports Nutrition Update. Prolong your life. Live long, stay strong, for it won't be long till your time is gone. So I sing this song to pass on wisdom. Hit us up at CoreyHawley.com. Love your life, live right, things will be all right. Knowledge is key, just follow our lead. You'll see a change in heart and health, which leads to wealth and higher self-esteem. Follow your dreams and see. Follow your dreams and see.